1120. The chronicles and documents of the time are usually very sparse in human details of daily life. That is, they are usually very dull. For that reason, even knowing the relative value that they have as sources of historical information, we sometimes appreciate the existence of legends invented by the people, those who did not have access to the decision circles. Although there are more, two of these legends have to do with the attempt of the Muslims to recover Zaragoza and Daroca. One night, a group of Almoravids, armed with weapons they had hidden, stealthily surpassed the ram-earth wall that surrounded Zaragoza. They were already about to attack the stone wall, taking advantage of the fact that the Christian lookouts were asleep, when suddenly a gate opened in the wall, and with a great roar and a huge glow, the Virgin appeared surrounded by an army of archangels. The lookouts then awoke, and the assailants were reduced. Naturally, with great devotion, they took the image of the Virgin, which was made of wood, and took it to a small hermitage, thus giving birth to the current church of Nuestra Señora del Portillo, that is still venerated in the capital of the Ebro. Exactly the same, says the legend, that a couple of years later happened in Daroca. The Daroca Christian lookouts were also asleep when a group of Muslims tried to reduce them and take the city by surprise. The night was very dark, and in their creeping crawl, they stumbled upon a group of geese that slept near the wall. These woke up and made such a fuss that they woke up the sentinels who ended their adventure. Grateful, the Christians decided at the time to put several geese in the cities' coats of arms, as you can see today.